जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन चारे, यमुना तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे, यशोदनंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we have been discussing from the third canto. We have been discussing about the creation of Brahmaji. So yesterday we discussed how Brahmaji first created avidya of five types so that conditioned souls can be absorbed in this material world. But he was not very happy because that was not the best thing to create first. So he decided to create Vidya in its four features of Chatushkumaras, who represented the four features of Vidya. But even they refused to create progeny. So that became a sense of insult to Brahmaji. So he became angry, but he tried to control his anger because he understood that these were quite exalted personalities and he should not be showing his anger on them. But that uncontrolled anger came out from in between his eyebrows in the form of Rudra. And he said, okay, at least now you create progeny. And he exactly created progeny which were similar to him in bodily features and also bhavana. So they were all destructive. So Brahmaji again became, so he said, please stop creating further progeny, sit and do some meditation, it will be good for you and good for others. When the right time comes, then you can create progeny for the destruction. So after all this, then he was wondering what to do. So he created the 10 sons, Marichi and others, and eventually the 10th son was Narada Muni, indicating that all the other processes need the assistance of bhakti, but bhakti does not need the assistance of anyone. And then he created the various aspects of various mentalities which either incite dharma or adharma. And then how such impulses or how such qualities like lust which can incite adharma can affect even a personality like Brahmaji. In order to establish that point, he spoke about the episode of Vak, Brahmaji being attracted to his own daughter, and how very nicely this episode was handled by the sons of Brahmaji, Vishrambath, in great respect and with great faith in the position of Brahmaji, they tried to instruct him with great affection so that other people don't get bewildered by this. So then at the end of the Vak episode, Maitreya already started this Vak episode with lot of caution. I mentioned Iti Sushruma. I have heard about it. I have not seen. Just to protect himself from offending Lord Brahma. Then towards the end of it, he also mentioned, he relayed a series of creations, wonderful creations by Brahma, which are very very useful for establishing dharma in this material world, like Varnashrama, the four Varnas, four Ashramas, their occupations, and so many other things, the four Vedas, the Itihasas, Purana, so many things which are so auspicious were created by Brahma. This was indicated by Maitreya, just to show that, okay, he was not affected by all this, by this whole episode. So one should not misjudge Brahma. And at the end of that description, now he is going to describe how he is going to create Swayambhuva, Manu and Shatarupa. So that would bring us to the end of this chapter. So that last small section was left. We will complete it and then go on to the 13th chapter. Okay, before we move on, if there is any comments, questions based on what we discussed yesterday, discussions, we can take few minutes before we continue. Okay.
Created here by Brahmaji, the vowels and consonants. So similarly, what is the origin of the other languages? Means, how does it come?
Our understanding, I have heard, is the source is Sanskrit. That is my understanding. That's what I have heard. The original language was Sanskrit, and from it, little by little, all the other languages got, you know, little changed.
They're all man-made.
Huh?
They're all man-made.
Either man-made or slowly transformed from Brahma-made. Not even Brahma-made, it's the original language.
Local language, some sage came.
The Tamil has lot of similarity to Sanskrit. Many Sanskrit words are there. To the extent that there was a language existent, just few hundred, not even few hundred, maybe even 100 years back, called Manipravala, which is like Sanskritized Tamil. It had lot of, even though there is pure Tamil also, but even that pure Tamil has lot of words which have its, we can trace its source to Sanskrit. Of course, each language, pure Kannada is there, and there is Sanskritized this thing also, where lot of Sanskrit words are there. The script itself is slightly modified also, slightly. To add additional letters, because Tamil is phonetically little compared to Sanskrit and other Hindi, phonetically little weak language in one sense. Tamilians won't agree with it. So many of the sounds are not there. Sha is not there. Sa is not there. Everything is one only. Ka, ka, ga, ga, everything is one. So phonetically little weak language. So in order to accommodate Sanskrit, whole new language was, Manipravala was there. It was Sanskritized Tamil. Even though Tamilians say that there is a proverb in Tamil, some of you might understand or you might know also. They say that how old is the language Tamil? They say, Kal Thondri Manthondra Munne Munthondriya Muthakudi Tamil Kudi, they say. Meaning, it was formed, the Tamil language is so old that when stones were formed, but stones eventually, were pulverized to become powder and sand, reti. So when stone was formed, but before it became reti, at that time Tamilians were there since that time. So they are quite proud to claim that, that's the oldest language. Can anyone? Acha. Okay. But we all know that of Tamil. Yeah, quite possible. But of course, all languages you can practically trace to Sanskrit. And of course, we accept what Bhagavatam gives. Okay. So, creation of Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa. That is the last section of this chapter. Rishinam Bhuri Viryanam Api Sargam Avistritam Gyatva Tad Hridaye Bhuyas Chintyayamasa Kaurava. O Vidura, Gyatva Rishinam Bhuri Viryanam Api Sargam Avistritam. So Brahmaji was still not satisfied. He was thinking that even though I have created such powerful sages who can increase the population, but still this would not be sufficient. Tad hridaye bhuyas chintayamasa. Brahma again began to reflect within his heart, what should I do? So he was not very much satisfied with the sons that he had already created. He thought that they were not sufficient to increase the population as much as Brahmaji wanted. Aho adbutam etanme vyapratasyapi nityada nahyedante prajanunam daivam atra vighatakam. Aho adbutam, how astonishing. Etanme nityada vyapratasyapi nahi edante prajanunam. Even though I am constantly engaged in creation, nahi edanti prajanonam, the population is not increasing as much as I thought. Daivam atra vigatakam, there is certainly some obstacle causing misfortune. Want to add something? He is reflecting on his own projects. Project realizations. Windmill project. Evam yukta kritastasya daivam chavekshatastada kasya rupam abudveda yatkaryam abhichakshate. You never know what point hits whom, you know. Bhagavatam is, you know, even a seemingly very insignificant point can create, you know, hair standing on end, tears flowing from eyes. The ashtanga. So he says, evam yukta kritastasya daivam cha avekshatastada kasya rupam abudveda yatkaryam abhichakshate. While engaging himself properly and considering his bad luck, tasya daivam cha avekshatah, while thinking, what can I do, it's my bad luck, kasya rupam dveda abud, ka is Brahma, kasya rupam dveda abud, it became two, yatkaryam abhichakshate. Yat kayam abhichakshate. And those two personalities who came from the body of Brahmaji, they were called as kayam. Those who came from the kaya or body of Brahmaji. So properly engaging himself and seeing his misfortune, one form of Brahma became two. One with a beard and other with breasts. Since the two bodies were related to Brahma, they are known as kaya or his descendants. Tabhyam rupa vibhagabhyam mitunam samapadyata. Tabhyam rupa vibhagabhyam, these two separated bodies, mitunam samapadyata, they came together for sexual union. Yastu tatra pumanso bhun manusvayambu vasvarat striyasi chatarupakya mahishyasya mahatmanah. Sahapuman tu tatra abut swayambuvah manusvarat. The male form became known as the swayambuva manu, swarat, the independent ruler. Stri yasit shatarupakya, and the woman came to be known as shatarupa. Mahishi asya mahatmanah, asya mahatmanah mahishi, the queen of that great soul, swayambhuva manu. Tadamituna dharmena prajahyedam babuvire. Tada, then, mituna dharmena, by the process of union, prajahi edam babuvire, they increase the population. Sachapi shatarupayam panchapatyanyaji janat ప్రియవ్రతోత్నపాదౌ తిస్రకన్యాశ్చ భారత ఆకుతిర్దేవహూతిశ్చ ప్రసూతిర్ ఇతి సత్తమ. ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ భరత ఆర్ ఓ డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ భరత, ఓ మోస్ట్ వర్చువస్ సేజ్, హూ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ అడ్రస్డ్ హియర్? విదుర. సచాపి శతరూపాయాం పంచ అపత్యాని అజీజనత్. శతరూప గేవ్ బర్త్ టు 5 చిల్డ్రన్, ప్రియవ్రత, ఉత్తానపాద్, ఆకుతి, దేవహూతి అండ్ ప్రసూతి. దే ఆల్సో క్రియేటెడ్ ప్రోజెని, బట్ బ్రహ్మాజీ థాట్ దట్ యునో దే ఆర్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్ టు కంప్లీట్లీ జనరేట్ బాడీస్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హు ఆర్ వెయిటింగ్ టు గెట్ దర్ బాడీస్. సో హీ ఆల్సో ఎంపవర్డ్ స్వయంభూ మను టు ఫీమేల్స్ అండ్ సేజెస్ కేమ్ టుగెదర్ టు క్రియేట్. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మెన్షన్డ్ నౌ ఫ్రమ్ స్వయంభూ మను సమ్ ది సేజెస్ నాట్ ఎట్. నౌ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్వయంభూ మను'స్ లీనియేజ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఫీమేల్స్ హూ విల్ యునైట్ విత్ దేవహూతిస్ 9 డాటర్స్, ఆకుతి, దేవహూతి, ప్రసూతి, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వుడ్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ దే వుడ్ గివ్ బర్త్ టు మేల్స్ అండ్ ఫీమేల్స్ అండ్ దే వుడ్ యునైట్ విత్ బ్రహ్మాజీస్ చిల్డ్రన్ లైక్ దట్. యా, దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఎ వెరీ క్రానలాజికల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్. ద క్రానాలజీ విల్ బి మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది లేటర్ or it was already mentioned in one of the, I think we discussed last time, the actual chronology, who was created first, who was created later, that was mentioned by Vishnu Acharya Thakur. I think we discussed somewhere, or maybe it is coming later, I remember, but this is not exactly a perfect chronological description that is given. It is just a generic description, a summarized description, but the actual chronology is indicated by Vishnu Acharya Thakur in one of his commentaries. ప్రియవ్రత్ నైన్ సేజెస్, యా, ఎక్సెప్ట్ నారదముని, ఆల్ ద అదర్ 9 సన్స్ విల్ గెట్ మ్యారీడ్ టు దేవహూతిస్ 9 డాటర్స్. ఆకూతిం రుచయే ప్రాదాత్ కర్దమాయతు మధ్యమాం దక్షాయాదాత్ ప్రసూతిం చ యత ఆపూరితం జగత్. ఆకూతిం రుచయే ప్రాదాత్. సో మను హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్ ఇస్ ఫస్ట్ డాటర్ ఆకూతి టు సేజ్ రుచి. కర్దమాయతు మధ్యమాం, ద మిడిల్ డాటర్ దేవహూతి హీ గేవ్ టు కర్దమ్ ముని. అండ్ దక్షాయ అదాత్ ప్రసూతిం చ, అండ్ హీ గేవ్ ద యంగెస్ట్ డాటర్ ప్రసూతి టు దక్ష. యత ఆపూరితం జగత్, the world became filled with their offspring. So that's why I am telling not created before means, that's why I am telling this is not a chronological description. It should be understood that he has been created before even though not mentioned. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, the history of the creation of the population of the universe is given herewith. Brahma is the original living creature in the universe from whom were generated the Manu Swayambhuva and his wife Shatrupa. From Manu, 2 sons and 3 daughters were born, and from them all the population in different planets has sprung up until now. Therefore Brahma is known as the grandfather of everyone, and the personality of Godhead being the father of Brahma is known as the great grandfather of all living beings. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter. Vayur Yamognir Varuna Shashanka Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha is addressed as Prapitamaha. Namo Namastestu Sahasrakritva Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. This is Arjuna speaking to Krishna. You are the Lord of air, the supreme justice Yama, the fire, and the Lord of Rains. You are the moon and you are the great grandfather. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto, 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Creation of the Kumaras and Others. So now we will continue. Now that Swayambhava Manu has been created, what does Swayambhava Manu do? That we are going to see in this next chapter. This chapter is titled The Pastimes of Varaha, or the Appearance of Lord Varaha. That is the chapter. Yeah.
And only after the creation.
Yeah, yeah. Saraswati.
Vak only project?
Vak was daughter.
Vak was daughter. Saraswati is his wife. They two are different personalities, I think. Not exactly same.
Vak came from the body of Lord. Vak means
speech.
She is the goddess of speech, but I don't think, I have heard some people say that
two Saraswatis.
Vak and Saraswati are same. I am not very sure about it. I think they are different. Because he, as soon as Marichi and others condemned Brahmaji, he gave up that disposition and left. There is no mention of him marrying his daughter. He got attracted to his daughter. That much is there. But in my understanding, that Saraswati and this Vak, the daughter, are different. That's my understanding. Even though in Bhagavatam, I don't see it being mentioned anywhere. That's what he asked. In Bhagavatam, I don't recollect. But I think it's commonly known, everyone knows that Saraswati Devi is the wife of Brahmaji. Okay. The Appearance of Lord Varaha. That's the chapter name. But you will know. So, anyway, forget about the chapter title. The description is going to continue. So, Swayambhava Manu has been created now. So, Shukadeva Goswami says, Nishamya vacham vadato munehe punyatamam drupa bhoya papracha kauravyo vasudeva katadritaha. So, now that he has described about the creation of Swayambhava Manu, O king, who is the king?
Parikshit
Maharaj. O Kaurav, Vidura, Vasudeva Kata Adritaha, being very eager to hear, or very attentive to hear Krishna Kata, Nishamya Punyatamam Vacham, hearing the virtuous words of Maitreya, Bhuyaha Papracha, he again inquired. Vidura, this is spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Srila Vishnu Jagadagur writes, the 13th chapter describes how, following the words of Manu, Brahma meditated and from his nose appeared a boar which approached the earth and raised it. The boar was then praised by the sages. Adritaha here means, because the word Adritaha is used, Vasudeva Kata Adritaha, attentive to topics of Krishna, but there are multiple meanings given to the word Adritaha. Adritaha here means Vidura having respect or attention rather than being respected by Maitreya, which is one meaning. Second meaning is, or Adrita can mean Vidura who was respected by Maitreya. This is the second meaning. Maitreya thought, let Vidura hear me through these topics. May he become successful from my speaking the sweetness of Krishna. So he was thinking, oh, Vidura is such a great personality, he should get benefit. So let me speak Krishna Katha like that. That is the meaning of the second meaning of Adrita. Third meaning he says is, or Adrita can mean who was attentive to the topics, since it means this is in relation to hearers and listeners. So Vidura was attentive to these topics, so you should also be attentive like that. So many meanings are given for the word Adrita. Vasudeva Katha Adrita. Srila Prabhupada also starts his purport by speaking about the word Adrita. The word Adrita is significant because it indicates that Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was never fully satisfied though continuing to hear those topics. He wanted to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. It is mentioned that the qualification for taking up to bhakti is jata shraddho mat katasu. That a faith in one who has awakened faith in hearing the transcendental topics, and further that very same eagerness to hear is said to be a classic symptom of one's level of advancement also. Even though one may have inclination to do so many other things, but when it comes to an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha, one should be eager. Later, when a more pressing service comes, or when a more pressing limb of devotional service comes, one may go, but at least one should feel, oh, I am missing out. That eagerness, whether one eventually sits and hears or not, depending on circumstances, that may not happen also. But is someone at least regretting that, oh, I didn't get to hear? So throughout Bhagavatam, this one theme keeps repeating again and again, as the eagerness to hear being a paramount symptom of progress in devotional service. That is why, again and again, before starting any new narration, that eagerness by the hearer is again and again emphasized in Bhagavatam.
Vidura uvacha savai svayambhuva samrat priya putra svayambhuva pratilabhya priyam patnim kimchakara tato mune.
So Vidura asked, O Mune, savai svayambhuva samrat, that great king Swayambhuva Manu, priyaha putraha Swayambhuvaha priya putraha, who was the dear son of his father Swayambhu Brahmaji. He is not Swayambhuva Manu, he is Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhu is Brahma. Born of Swayambhu is Swayambhu. So is Swayambhuva Manu. Samrat Swayambhuvaha Swayambhuvaha priyaha putra, who was very dear to his father Brahmaji. Kim chakara, what did he do? Pratilabhya priyam patnim tato, after getting his dear wife Shatarupa, what did he do? This was the question asked by Vidura to Maitreya. So here then further he says, charitam tasya rajarsher adi rajasya sattama bruhime shraddha danaya vishvakshena shrayo hyasau. O Maitreya, బ్రూహి మే శ్రద్ధదానాయ. సో యాజ్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఎస్టర్డే అబౌట్ ద హియరర్ హ్యావింగ్ ప్రాపర్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ది స్పీకర్, ఓన్లీ దెన్ ఇట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎఫెక్ట్. అండ్ దిస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇస్ అగైన్ కమింగ్ హియర్ వేర్ విదురా ఇస్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ టు మైత్రేయ, బ్రూహి ప్లీజ్ స్పీక్. వై? శ్రద్ధదానాయ, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫుల్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ యువర్ వర్డ్స్, సో ప్లీజ్ స్పీక్. చరితం తస్య రాజర్షే ఆదిరాజస్య చరితం, ప్లీజ్ స్పీక్ అబౌట్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ సెయింట్లీ కింగ్. అండ్ వై ఐ వాంట్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ హిమ్? విశ్వక్సేన ఆశ్రయో హ్యసౌ, బికాస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ టేకన్ ఫుల్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఎట్ విశ్వక్సేన. So therefore I want to hear about his past times. Please speak. He knew. He is Vidura. So therefore, and he wanted to know more. Sometimes when eagerness is there, even though you know, you want to hear again and again. Not a very good example, but I remember there are some stories which my father has been telling from right when I was a child, and to tell you the truth, even now I hear those stories. You know, it is because that eagerness is there, you know, something about, you know, what he went through in his life and certain things. When the eagerness is there, I mean, this is the, and sometimes my sister calls him from her house and she tells, please tell that story. You know those stories, some of the stories like that. And now my sister's daughter, she calls her grandfather and she asks, you know, tell that story. Even though, you know, at least 1,000 times my father would have repeated that story. Many stories like that. So when eagerness is there, repetition is not a, you know, one does not get bored by repetition. So when one is getting bored by repetition, means there is no eagerness. Or to the extent we get bored by repetition, to that extent eagerness to hear is not there. Nee, there are definitely Vidura would have heard about many of the life and activities of Swayambhu Manu, who had perfectly worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead and attained lot of success. So even though he is Maitreya is describing about Swayambhu Manu's birth, which happened 7 manvantaras before, he was the first Manu on the day, in the day of Brahma. When this description is going on, the 7th Manu, Vaivasvata Manvantara, is going on. So already the glories of Swayambhu Manu were well known, and Vidura had heard about it. So therefore he wanted to know more in detail about the life of Swayambhu Manu. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the transcendental topics of the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees. In the absolute world, there is no difference in quality between the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee. Therefore, hearing the topics of the Lord and hearing of the character and activities of the pure devotee have the same result, namely the development of devotional service. Therefore, you see, whether you read Bhagavatam or whether you read Prabhupada Lilamrit, and if there is, I think they should go for a Guinness Book of World Record for who is that personality on which maximum number of biographies have been written. I think hands down Prabhupada would, no one would, I would even come closer, I think. And still, I think practically every disciple has written a book, I think. And so, Satswarup Maharaj himself, the number of books that he has written is good enough for a Guinness Book of World Record about Prabhupada. And there are so many other books. You know, I think they should definitely try it out, you know. And even now, every year, three, four books, all biography of Prabhupada, you know, their memories and pastimes with Prabhupada is coming out. And it is all glorious. How many times you can read? The first book I read cover to cover after coming to Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada Lilamrit. And it was such an absorbing read. You know, I used to, you know, when I was in the United States, I used to take that book, you know, the big one volume one. I used to carry it from in the morning from my home apartment to lab, and whenever I used to get free time, I used to read. And then I used to carry it back, and then night before going to sleep, you know, I used to read, you know, like that. I think in one shot, within some 10-12 days, I read cover to cover the whole Leelamrit. Such an absorbing read. Like that, how many books are there now? Letters, 7,000 letters. Can you believe? And they are so personal. It's not like generic letter, write one letter, send it to all disciples. It's not like that. Like we write emails, you know, you write, you know, just you change the name and some small details in, and then 4-5 emails you send like that. Prabhupada's letters are not like that.
Shrutasya pumsam suchirashramasya nanvanjasa suribiriditortaha tattat gunanu shravanam mukunda padaravindam hridayeshu yesham.
Very beautiful verse for memorization. We will memorize this verse. I think it's there in one of the, most of you would have already memorized this. But still we will try to understand the meaning properly and then memorize it. So he says, Artaha. Artaha means goal. Pumsam Artaha. The goal of a person, what is that person doing? Shuchira Shramasya Shrutasya. The goal of a person engaged in hearing scripture from the Guru for a long time. And that goal is not an ordinary goal. Anjasa Suribir Iditaha. It has been elaborately praised by great devotees, that particular goal. What is that goal? Tattat Gunanu Shravanam is hearing the glories of those Yesham Hridayeshu, in whose heart Mukunda Padaravindam. The lotus feet of Mukunda is situated. The highest goal of a person which is glorified by even great devotees, of a person who is engaged in hearing elaborately for a long time, is hearing the glories of those people in whose heart the lotus feet of Mukunda is firmly fixed. So let's try to recollect the words Artaha. So now you have to recollect in the order of translation and not in the order of the verse, because you already know the verse. Okay. So now Artaha Pumsam, the goal of that person, Shuchira Shramasya Shrutasya, one who has, of that person who has heard from the scriptures from his guru for a long time. The goal of that person who has heard from the scriptures from his guru for a long time, with effort, great effort. సుచిర చిరం చిరం విచిన్వన్ సుచిరం లాంగ్ టైమ్ దట్ గోల్ వాట్ ఈస్ సో గ్రేట్ అబౌట్ దట్ గోల్ సూరిబిరీడిత ద గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ గ్లోరిఫై దట్ గోల్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ తత్తద్ గుణ అనుశ్రవణం ఈస్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ హూ ఏషాం హృదయేషు ముకుంద పాదారవిందం ఇన్ హూస్ హార్ట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ముకుంద ఇస్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఫిక్స్డ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్ ఈస్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ డివోటీస్ సో లెట్స్ ట్రై టు చాంట్ డిడ్ వి అంజస వి మిస్ డౌట్ రెస్ట్ ఐ థింక్ వి చాంటెడ్ ఓకే లెట్స్ చాంట్ 3 టైమ్స్ శ్రుతస్య పుంసాం సుచిరశ్రమస్య నన్వంజసా సూరిబిరీడితోర్తః తత్తద్గుణానుశ్రవణం ముకుంద పాదారవిందం హృదయేషు యేషాం శ్రుతస్య పుంసాం శ్రుతిరశ్రమస్య నన్వంజసా సూరిబిరీడితోర్తః తత్తద్గుణానుశ్రవణం ముకుంద పాదారవిందం హృదయేషు యేషాం శ్రుతస్య పుంసాం సుచిరశ్రమస్య నన్వంజసా సూరిబిరీడితోర్తః తత్తద్గుణానుశ్రవణం ముకుంద పాదారవిందం హృదయేషు యేషాం ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఫస్ట్ 2 లైన్స్ నెక్స్ట్ 2 లైన్స్ ఆశీష్ బ్రో ఫుల్ వర్స్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు ట్రై హరి బోల్ హూ ఎల్స్ హరి బోల్ హూ ఎల్స్ సుశ్రుత్ ప్రభు హరి బోల్ యజ్ఞేష్ ప్రభు హరి బోల్ ఓకే సో వితౌట్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ లర్నడ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ యూస్లెస్ దట్స్ వై ద 10 టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈశానుకత మీన్స్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ ఈశానుకత ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ యాజ్ హియరింగ్ stories about the supreme lord and his devotees in the form of short stories so that is anu is small anu is following the goal of the person engaged in studying scripture from the mouth of the guru in which there is long efforts it's not easy to sit and hear for long time is praised by the great devotees this is the goal other goals are condemned what is that goal it is hearing and chanting the qualities of persons in whose heart exists the lotus feet of krishna ఏషాం హృదయేషు ముకుంద చరణ పదారవిందం, పాదారవిందం హృదయేషు ఏషాం.12. సో శిల ప్రభుపాద్ హియర్ రైట్స్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్, ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ దోస్, నాట్ అవర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. ప్రభుపాద్ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ రియల్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. ఈ సే ప్రభుజీ ఈస్ వెరీ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ హస్ సమ్ అదర్ మీనింగ్. ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ హూ అండర్గో గ్రేట్ పెనన్స్ ఇన్ బీయింగ్ ట్రైన్డ్ by hearing the Vedas from a bona fide spiritual master. Not only must they hear about the activities of the Lord, but they must also hear about the transcendental qualities of the devotees who are constantly thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. A pure devotee of the Lord cannot be separated from the lotus feet of the Lord for even a moment. What is that verse? బ్రహ్మాజీస్ ప్రేయర్స్. ఏతుత్పదీయ చరణాంబుజ కోశగంధం జిహ్రంతి కర్ణ వివరైర్ శృతివాత నీతం భక్త్యా గృహీత చరణ పరయా చతేషాం నాపైషి నాత హృదయాం బురుహత్ స్వపుంసాం. అన్డౌటెడ్లీ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ విదిన్ ద హార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ క్రీచర్స్, బట్ దే హార్డ్లీ నో అబౌట్ ఇట్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ డిల్యూటెడ్ బై ద ఇల్యూజరీ మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Om Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya. What do you think?
Did you always meditate on the service?
That is one meaning, but actually it also means seeing the lotus feet. For us, we think, what is there in lotus feet? It must mean something else. But for those who are those who have developed affection in the form of servant and master, that lotus feet actually is very glorious and like Akrura, like the denizens of Vrindavan, when they saw the footprints. What does it mean to see the footprints? It means to see the footprints only. But one who has developed that affection, he can relate to it. Like we all can relate to it. We have had some affection or some deep affection with someone in our life. And you know, when you see something related to them, it is very pleasing actually.
One teacher has given an example, when the father of coming back from office, he comes to home and at the doorstep he sees this small shoes of his baby. He immediately remembers the fond memories of the babies.
Correct. That is true. That is natural. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are in fact recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than He Himself. Where does He? Madbhakta Puja Abhyadika. Worship of a devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord. It is therefore the duty of the transcendental students to hear of pure devotees as explained by similar devotees of the Lord, because one cannot explain about the Lord or his devotees unless one happens to be a pure devotee himself. Okay, so now Maitreya is going to describe in response to Vidura's question. Correct. Nay, till they speak, like a fool is not identified until he opens his mouth. Similarly, pure devotees are also like that. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Jadabharat and Rahugan. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఇతి బ్రువాణం విదురం వినీతం సహస్రశీర్ష్ణశ్చరణోపదానం ప్రహృష్ట రోమా భగవత్కథాయాం ప్రణీయమానో మునిరభ్యచష్ట. సో నౌ శుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి హ్యాస్ జస్ట్ విదుర హ్యాస్ జస్ట్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ అబౌట్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ ద డివోటీ. సో నౌ శుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి బీయింగ్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ హీ డజంట్ సే ఓకే మైత్రేయ ఆన్సర్డ్ విదుర. Now he says, Maitreya Prahrishta Roma. I mean, this is very difficult to understand actually for us. When Vidura asked to hear about Swayambhu Manu, he was eager. When Maitreya heard this question, his hair stood on end. He was more eager to speak. Now his hair standing on end. ప్రణీయమానః బీయింగ్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై విదుర భగవత్ కథాయాం అభ్యచష్ట హీ బిగాన్ టు స్పీక్ టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ విదురం వినీతం అంటూ ది హంబుల్డ్ విదుర. అండ్ హూ వాస్ దిస్ విదుర? సహస్ర శీర్ష్ణస్ చరణోపదానం. హీ యాక్టెడ్ యాజ్ ద పిల్లో ఫర్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వెన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కేమ్ టు హిస్ హోమ్ రిజెక్టింగ్ దుర్యోధనస్ చెప్పన్ భోగ్. He came and ate the peels offered by Vidurani. At that time Vidura was sitting and the lotus feet of Krishna was on the lap of Vidura. So, Sahasra Shishnas means Krishna's lotus feet. Iti Bruvanam, who had just spoken, please speak about the life of Swayambhu Manu. What did he do after that? And further, when he heard about Vidura's appreciation for hearing about the devotee of the Lord, Maitreya's hairs really stood on end. Oh, so much appreciation you have to hear about a devotee of the Lord. Like that. Lord means Lord, devotee. You can't separate both. Devotees' pastimes are always in relationship with the Lord only. Vidura acted as the pillow of the lotus feet of the Lord, a form with 1,000 heads, so that the Lord could relieve the worries of Vidura. In Mahabharata, it is described that the Lord ate his meal at Vidura's house and slept, keeping his feet on Vidura's lap. Okay. I don't recollect the pastime, if anyone knows where exactly, what exactly is being spoken here. I also don't know. Second statement is quite clear. Maitreya uvacha yada swabharyaya sardham jata swayambhuvo manuhu pranjali pranatascedam veda garbham abhashata. Maitreya said, yada jata swayambhuvo manuhu, after swayambhuvo manu appeared, స్వభార్యయా సార్ధం అలాంగ్ విత్ ఇస్ వైఫ్, ప్రాంజలిహి ప్రణతశ్చ విత్ ఇస్ ఫోల్డెడ్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ ఆఫరింగ్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్ టు బ్రహ్మాజీ, ఇదం వేదగర్భం అభాషత. హీ స్పోక్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్డ్స్ టు బ్రహ్మ. విత్ గ్రేట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ హీ స్పోక్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్డ్స్ టు బ్రహ్మాజీ. త్వమేక సర్వభూతానాం జన్మ కృద్వృత్తిద పిత తథాపి న ప్రజానాం తే శుశ్రూషాకేన వా భవేత్. త్వం ఏకః పితా సర్వభూతానాం, యు ఆర్ ద వన్ ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. జన్మకృద్, యు ఆర్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ బర్త్. వృత్తిద, అండ్ యు గివ్ దేర్, యు ఆర్ ద గివర్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ సబ్సిస్టెన్స్. యు మేక్ సమ్వన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ కర్మ అండ్ స్వభావ బి బాన్ ఇన్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ ఫ్యామిలీ, అండ్ అకార్డింగ్లీ త్రూ దాట్ యు గివ్ హిమ్ ది వృత్తి పఠన్ పాఠన్ యజన్ న్యాజన్ దాన ప్రతిగ్రహ. అండ్ యు make another living entity according to his karma and swabhava, being born in a vaishya's caste, and krishi goraksha vanidyam. That's how you define his vritti. So therefore he is addressed as janmakrit vrittida. Vrittida means giver of vritti. Tathapi naha prajanante shushrusha kenava bhavet. You are the accomplisher of everything. You are independent. But still, is there some way we can serve you? Like that Swayambhu Manu is asking Brahmaji. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, a son's duty is not only to make the father the source of supply for all his needs, but also when he is grown up to render service unto him. This is the law of creation beginning from time, from the time of Brahma. A father's duty is to bring up the son until he is grown, and when the son is grown up, it is his duty to render service unto the father. Tadvidehi namastubhyam karma svidyatma shaktishu yat kritveha yasho vishvag amutra cha bhaved gatihi. O idya, O worshipable Lord, namastubhyam, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. We means husband and wife, Swayambhu Manu and Shatarupa. Tad videhi, please instruct us, karmasu atma shaktishu, how we can please you by performing actions according to our abilities. Atma shaktishu. So to whatever extent we can render, how we can engage ourselves in your service. Yat kritva iha vishvag yasho bhavet. After performing the activity, an activity which will give us fame, amutra cha bhavet gatihi, and a superior destination in the next life. Like that. Here, when Swayambhu Manu says fame, it means, what it means is, what would be a worthy service? Does not mean he is after fame. What would be a worthy service, but that would be of use? That's what it means. And a service that is so glorious and pleasing that it would guarantee a better destination. That's the meaning. Yes, Sri Ram Prabhu. No. Immediately. See, first thing, he said, oh, Swayambhu Manu appeared. Swayambhu Manu and Shatarupa united and they created five progeny. Then Vidura asks, oh, can you speak more about the, in detail about Swayambhu Manu? Then he again starts. After appearing, they went to Brahmaji. So now he is going to, he is opening the zip file. Zooming in.
Created Brahmaji. But here Brahmaji is also creating without the need of any wife.
Okay.
So, we can say he is also like God in one way.
That is not the definition of Bhagavan, one who can create without his wife. There could be some insects and flowers also probably which are creating without any. So that's not the definition of Bhagavan. So that is, sometimes it is stated, oh, the Lord is so glorious, you see, he does not need his wife to create. But that is not the whole and sole definition of what Bhagavan is. He can similarly empower some other living entity to also do similarly. Like that. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, Brahma is the direct recipient of Vedic knowledge from the personality of Godhead, and anyone discharging his entrusted duties in disciplic succession from Brahma is sure to gain fame in this life and salvation in the next. The disciplic succession from Brahma is called the Brahma Sampradaya, and its descendants are as follows. Yesterday we sang, so I will not repeat. So I was thinking yesterday, because yesterday was Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj's Tirobhav. So I thought, if at all we managed to come to this text, then we could sing Krishna Hoite Chaturmukh in context of this verse and also in context of Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj's disappearance. But somehow we could never reach till here. But anyway, we sang and glorified the parampara. And later came to this text today. This line of disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual, whereas the genealogical succession from Manu is material. But both are on the progressive march towards the same goal of Krishna consciousness. So, it is not that seminal line is criticized. But seminal line without proper qualification, just out of pride, claiming to be the whole and soul torch bearers of that dynasty, that attitude is criticized. Otherwise, we have all respects to the seminal descent of a great personality also. And in fact, there are few stories about disciplic lines like Narada and Brahma and Vidura and Maitreya, like that. But there are so many descriptions of genealogical lines in Bhagavatam. So both are glorious. When our acharyas criticize seminal line, it is the mentality that they are criticizing. They are not criticizing the seminal line itself. If that seminal line is carrying the message of their glorious forefathers, then it is glorious. So we have nothing against the seminal line as such. It is the mentality that the acharyas actually criticize when they say, oh, this Nityananda Vamsha. In either Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur speak about Nityananda Vamsha, we know that severely they are going to criticize. They have nothing against Nityananda Vamsha. It's glorious. But the mentality that the so-called descendants, when they say that just by coming in the line, we are the sole torch bearers of Nityananda Prabhu's legacy, that is what they are against. Otherwise, they have nothing against Nityananda Vamsha, Jat Gosais, like that. This classic question. You can collect. When Arjuna gives.
So, when he gives knowledge to Arjuna, he says, because parampara is lost, therefore I am giving. So where is that?
This is a classic question. He says he is giving the knowledge, emphasizing the importance of parampara, that the knowledge has to be received in parampara. But that knowledge which was actually spoken to Arjuna is propagated in parampara by Vyasadev, by compiling it, who also heard it, compiled it, and those and all the four sampradayas with that Bhagavad Gita as the basis, they are propagating their parampara. That's my understanding. Otherwise, as such, Arjuna speaking that Bhagavad Gita to someone, and from that a disciplic line starting, that like that, I am not aware.
We see that the Pandava dynasty was also very glorious. So where this loss happened? Because they were also following the instructions of Supreme Lord only. starting from Pandu and his ancestors and all of them. So when Krishna says it is lost, what does he mean by that?
What it means is the yeah, of course, you know, there will always be here and there people who are following. Like even when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so much against all these people, not just Bishak Sen, so many other people who are like who had Aula Baula and all these people. At that time also, proper practitioners like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vamshi Das Babaji Maharaj, such people were there here and there. But they were not so actively, in one sense, propagating. So it has been lost does not mean no one knows, but it means that you know, no one is very actively propagating that knowledge in that sense.
We see after Vyasa directly we jump to Madhava, almost 3,000-4,000 years in between. Seems that there is this disconnectivity.
But the Madhva met Vyasadeva personally and received that knowledge also, that is there. And that is why it is mentioned that where I was reading recently, one of the books I was reading. Anyway, in the, we all went to Puri. So in Chatak Parvat, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhakur's room is there. And Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. Okay. I was reading one of his articles. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj was writing that how following the if one is very exalted, one could apparently not follow his guru's instructions, but for the higher purpose, even apparently not follow his guru's instruction. So he was telling Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhguru Thakur made his disciples construct a room for him on the Chatak Parvat, which is considered as Govardhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not climb Govardhan. So and he said not only construct the room, then he said, then what, before moving in there, he brought the deities of Madhvacharya and Vyasadeva. If you see the room next to Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhguru Thakur's room, there is Madhvacharya and Vyasadeva writing. So he climbed, so Madhvacharya climbed Himalayas to meet Vyasadeva for the and receive his receive the knowledge so that that can be propagated. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj was wondering why is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asking to construct his own apartment on top of Chatak Parvat. Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't climb Govardhan. Then, as if reading his mind, when he installed the deity of Madhva and Vyasadeva, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur called Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj and he said, now you go and worship. Your duty is to worship Vyasadeva and Madhvacharya. So he made him also climb Chatak Parvat and made him do the personal worship, and after they were worshipped, then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur moved into his room. So he was sharing his reflections that for the higher purpose of preaching, you know, apparently Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did not follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rule, but he symbolically established that for the higher purpose, sometimes the lower rule can be compromised, something like that. But I forgot why we are discussing this.
Question.
parampara. Madhvacharya. Gap is that they met. Yeah, correct. Now, what we should learn is, when such a doubt comes, always refer to our seniors, so that if it is a negotiable instruction or a non-negotiable instruction for us, for someone like Bhaktisiddhanta Sasidakur, I mean, he is from the spiritual world, but for us, some of you may be, I don't know, but considering if he is a Vaidhi Sadhaka, always better to refer to senior authorities and ask, is this okay, you know, because it seems little bit offline, people may oppose. So then get it clarified and then. Nee, we climb following the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Chatakpur, Govardhan we don't. Govardhan even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did not. Chatak Parvat he did for a specific purpose. Following in his footsteps is still daily his room is worshipped. Yeah, we all went there during Yatra also. Okay. Brahma Vacha Pritastubhyam Aham Tata. We will. What we will do is, if we start this section, we will not be able to complete. So we will take a break now, and instead of 10 o'clock, we are taking a break at 9:50. So we will convene back at what time? 10:50. We will convene back. Train is night only, Broji. 9:45. Whole day is there. So 10:50 we can convene back. 10:50 we'll convene back and continue with the discussion. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.